Now it happened that Jesus was passing through some grain fields on a Sabbath. And his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answering them said, "Have you not even read what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and took and ate the consecrated bread, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except the priests alone, and gave it to his companions." And he was saying to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. And a man was there whose right hand was withered. Now the scribes and the Pharisees were watching him closely to see if he healed on the Sabbath, so that they might find a reason to accuse him. But he knew what they were thinking. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Get up and come forward." And he got up and came forward. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you whether it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath, or to do harm, to save a life, or to destroy it." After looking around at them all, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they themselves were filled with senseless rage and began discussing together what they might do to Jesus. At this time that he went off to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer with God. And when day came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, and he also named as apostles
Simon, whom he also named Peter, and his brother Andrew, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called the Zealot,
Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And then Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place. And there was a large crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon, who had
good are you when the people hate you and when they exclude you and insult you and scorn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man? But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who are abusive to you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whoever takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you. Whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat people the same way you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them.
Do not judge, you will not be judged. Do not condemn, you will not be condemned. Pardon, You will be pardoned, given it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Now he also spoke a parable to them. A person who is blind cannot guide another who is blind, can he? Will they not both fall into a pit? A student is not above the teacher, but everyone, when he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. For there is no good tree that bears bad fruit, nor on the other hand, a bad tree that bears good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. Now why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. A man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when there was a flood, the river burst against that house. And yet it could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. And the river burst against it, and it immediately collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great.